Amen. We ought to say thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. I heard Sister Onika say that from time to time all day today. Amen. But this is truly the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Listen. We got to think about how good God has been. Amen. Listen, all week long we was able to do whatever we was able to do. Amen. Amen. We didn't pray to God like we ought to. Amen. He still put food on our table, put gas in our car, put clothes on our back. He gave you a roof over your head. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Listen, he didn't even stop there. Last night when you was in an unconscious mind, when you were sleeping, he woke you up this morning with the activities of your limb. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He allowed you to see another day. And for that, we say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. For God is always good. Amen. Thank you, God, for new grace and new mercy. Amen. On a day we have never seen before. Amen. I just want to say thank God for my life. Amen. Amen. God is just so amazing. Every time I think about what he has done for me, amen, I just get so happy, amen. Amen. So when you see me up here acting crazy, then you know that God has done something in my life, amen. Listen, and I don't need nobody to celebrate him for me, amen, because I could do it by myself, amen. Amen. God has been so good, amen, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for what he has done in my life, amen. Amen. It is 11:36, so if I get y'all out of here on time, I only want y'all to tell Pastor, okay? I don't want nobody to let Pastor know, amen, but I want to say thank you to our pastor, amen, for this great privilege, amen, and all that he does here at Kingdom Embassy, amen. I thought I was a very hard worker, but that is a very hard worker, amen? Amen. What he does for the ministry and for the kingdom, man, is not going unnoticed. So we want to say thank you, Pastor Duren. Amen. And to his lovely wife by his side. Amen. Listen, I know that it cannot be easy. Amen. 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 So we want to be prayerful for both of them. Amen. Amen. I want to say thank you to my beautiful wife who is here and my children. Amen. I call her my lifelong girlfriend. Amen. Amen. So I'm grateful for her, who has always had my back. Amen. And my dad is in the audience. My mother is in the hospital, so I want us to keep her in our prayers. Amen. She went in for a procedure. Amen. And a doctor kind of touched her pancreas, and so her stomach is a little upset. But we're gonna keep her in our prayers. Amen. Because we know that God is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask for Him to do. Amen. Amen. Today is going to be a great message for today. I'm not going to preach today, amen. I'm just going to teach a little bit, amen. Amen. So we're going to read for our hearing Matthew, the 7th chapter. Amen. Matthew, the 7th chapter. And we're going to be starting at the 24th verse, amen. And if anyone knows this particular passage of Scripture, it's talking about building a foundation. Building a foundation, amen. Building a solid foundation, amen. Verse 24 reads, for our hearing, this is going to be out of the New Living Translation. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in a torrent and the flood water rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on the bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds his house on sand. When the rain and the floods come and the winds beat up against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. In this parable, Jesus is talking about two particular people. My question is, what person are you? He talks about, in this particular parable, which is one of the greatest sermons ever preached, amen. and he talks about these two builders, and he talks about how important it is for us to build the proper foundation. And I know some of y'all are probably like, what is a foundation? You keep saying this word. What is a foundation? If we look at this wonderful, amazing church, this church would not be able to stand if it did not have the proper foundation. I do a little building myself. I call myself a self-proclaimed YouTube builder, all right? So I can get on YouTube and I can look up something, and then I could just say, you know what, I'm a builder. My wife went to the grocery store. I got a whole deck built. And she'd be like, what is going on here, okay? But listen, I've built a couple decks in my lifetime, and I noticed that on my very first deck, I didn't kind of know what I was doing, and I didn't want to spend the money. Watch this. I'm going somewhere with this. I didn't want to spend the money to make the proper foundation, right? So it lasts for about a couple years, but through the years, it began to sink, okay? My second deck, I said, I'm going to get smarter with this. I'm going to build it right on the ground, and then it's going to last for sure. But not knowing that when wood and the moisture of the ground touches, eventually that treated lumber that you build on the ground is going to eventually rot. So my second deck, it got a couple weak spots. It's still there, but it got a couple weak spots. Now this past April, me and my wife, I had her come along with me. We built the most solid deck that we could ever. I'm talking about, listen, I don't care if you was 1,200 pounds and you got on this. This thing ain't going nowhere. We took about 3 days, about 3,000 screws later, the proper foundation was built on this deck, and I guarantee it's not going anywhere. But any great building that you look at, any great house that you see, I guarantee that it has to have the perfect and right, strong, well-built foundation. In our lives, we face so many things. We deal with people at our jobs, or we deal with people at the grocery store. We listen to other people on the phone, or we get on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, and we just watch what other people are going through around the world in their life. And you watch and you say, hey, how in the world is their life crumbling? How is their life falling? How is their life just moving sideways? How are they falling? How are they not being able to get back up? It's because they have not built their life on the right foundation. Is that you on today? Are you the person who has built their home? When I talk about a home, I'm talking about your life. When you hear me say home, I'm talking about your life. Have you built your home, your life, on the right foundation? Are you building your life on sand, or are you building your life on rock? You ever went to the beach and built a sand castle? I might still get out there today and do it, man, when I'm out there with my kids. It's just so much fun, all right? I see Flurry doing the same thing. He'll do it too, all right? So listen, when you build that sand castle, what happens is sand, once it gets wet, it can stiffen, right? Right? It can stiffen. But the moment that current, that wave comes, is going to knock that whole sandcastle down. So who would like to build their house on sand? Unmovable, not secure, shaky foundation. So with that, we build our lives on things that are not sure in our lives. We build things that are not strong enough to hold us up. Watch this. We build our life on careers. Nothing against you if you go to school for 12 years. But if that's what you built your life on, that's great. We build our lives on relationships. Girl, he's so strong. Girl, he's so fine. Girl, he's just amazing. Right? We build our life on relationships. He's so good to me, right? Some of us build our life on finances. I got this amount of money in the bank account. You know what I'm saying? You can't top me. I got this amount of money. I'm going to let my money speak for me. We live our lives and we build our lives on these particular things, but we never, ever, ever build our life on the thing that would never, ever fade, and that's Jesus Christ. Let me get to the story. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. I want to read this out of the Message Bible. I like the way that it reads. The Message Bible says, it says that these words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who builds his house on solid rock. Rain pour down, the river flood, a tornado can hit it, but nothing will move that house. It was fixed on the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible study and you don't work these words into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who builds his life in his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled and comes in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. Listen, in a nutshell, what it's saying is we can hear God's word every single Sunday and still be building our house on sand. Because it don't mean a hill of beans if we don't take this word that we hear and apply it to our daily lives. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean a thing if all we do, we can come to church every time the doors of the church is open. We can come here and get here to praise and worship team saying, by the way, listen, y'all was doing that step, though. I was trying to, like David Ruffin in that mug a little bit. All right? Listen, but we can come here every Sunday and listen to them and sing hallelujah, Lord, you are worthy, right, and still be building our house on sand. And guess what? When the trials and the tribulations and the storms come, because storms are coming, listen, it just blow your house right on down. Blow your life right on down. That's why you see so many people that's defeated, taking anxiety pills and going crazy laid up in a hospital because they ain't built a strong foundation. They don't know whose they are. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. Watch this. I'm going somewhere. Listen, when I was a little boy, I remember this amazing story. Now, just raise your hand if you ever heard this story about the three little pigs. Raise your hand. All right, most of y'all have heard this story. I got my own version. It ain't my fault you never learned the three little pigs like this. Listen, all right? So there were three little pigs, all right? And what happened was, it was three brothers, okay? One of them was young, one was middle-aged, one was old. We're just going to put it like that, okay? So the younger brother, you could tell he was a little wet behind the ears. What he did was he left. The mama said, y'all got to go get your own house. He said, okay, cool, okay? He went to go get his house. He started building it. He built his house out of what? Built his house out of straw, okay? Built his house out of straw, okay? It was a nice house, okay? He wanted the little cheaper option, okay? He wanted the cheaper option, all right? So listen. The second brother said, you know what, listen, I see what he's doing, but I'm going to do it a little better, okay? So I'm going to go over here to Lowe's, I'm going to go get this wood, okay? So he went to go grab him some wood. He paid a little more money than what the brother that made out of straw did, okay? Boom, get him a wood house. It's nice. It's beautiful, okay? Real nice, okay? But the third brother said, listen, I don't know what these people is doing. That ain't going to stand. I'm going to spend a little more money. And I'm going to build my house out of what? Out of brick, okay? So that joker, he done went all the way down to Menards and said, listen, I need the best mortar bricks you guys got that can withstand anything. He done built a jacuzzi, everything, okay? Now, this is what happened, all right? The big bad wolf, he was hungry. This for those who ain't never heard the story, okay? The big bad wolf was hungry, and it goes this way, by the way. Okay, the big bad wolf was hungry, and he said, man, I smell some bacon in this mug. Chitlins, hog, all that. Pig feet, I just smell it, okay? So he just looking around. He goes to this house over here, man, that's made out of straw. And he like, listen, I know some bacon in there, okay? So he knock on the door, little pig, let me in. Not about hearing my chinny, chin, chin. That's what the little brother said. He said, oh, I'm going to huff and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. So he huffed and he puffed, and he blew, yeah, that house down. Because it was cheap. It came from like Temu, somewhere like that, okay? So that pig was so scared, he got up out that house, man, he ran to his brother's house, right? Brother, let me in. Doom, 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 doom. Brother like, okay, come on in, bro, I got you. Boom, gang, I got you. We on the same page, all right? Why? Right? So here, what happened? The big bad wolf said, I'm coming. I know you ran to your brother's house, bro. I'm coming. I'm here. Boom, boom, boom. Little pig, let me in. I'm about to hear my chinny, chin, chin. That's what they both said, right? Okay? So now, he like, man, I'm finna huff and I'm finna puff and I'm finna blow this house down. Okay? So he huffed and he puffed. And then he huffed and he puffed. And then he huffed and he puffed and he blew that wood house down, right? I'm going somewhere with this. It took a little longer. But he did it. Okay? Them brothers were scared now. They like, man, can't nobody in this world save us but our big brother. Okay, so they ran to the big brother house. Do-do-do-do-do. They knocking on the door. Let us in, let us in, let us in. The big bad wolf is after us. No. They screaming, crying, right? The big brother in there eating scribs. He chilling, watching NBA finals in the jacuzzi, right? He like, man, you may enter. The door automatically open, boom, close, right? They come on in. You got to help us. The big bad wolf is coming, okay? Make a long story short, the big bad wolf gets to the house, knocks on the door, let me in. They like, no, you got to go, bro. Okay? Watch this. He said, man, I'm going to blow this mug down. That mug huffed and puffed, and he huffed and he puffed, and he huffed and he puffed, and he huffed and he puffed, and he blew and he blew, and he huffed and he puffed, and he could not blow that brick house down. He said, I'm going to go ahead and get me a blower. So he went outside and go grab him a blower. He tried everything he could to blow down that house. But because that house was built on the right foundation, he couldn't blow that house down. I know y'all said, man, this dude up here telling nursery rhymes and all type of stuff. But I'm trying to go somewhere. Listen. When I say the amount of money, I'm talking about the amount of time that you spend with God. Watch this. Are we the pig that built this house out of straw? We only come to church when it's convenient for us. Oh, you can just say, ouch, watch this. We only come to church when God, you put a little extra money on my check this week, so I'm going to go to church this week. Oh, I'm really in need for prayer, God, so I'm going to go to church this Sunday because I really need you. Watch this. Or are we the brother who built this house a little more expensive? God, I'm coming. I'm coming to church today, God. But I got to, listen, I can't come to church, man, if I ain't drip, though. I got to come to church, though. You feel me? I got to flash my money when I come into church. Watch this. I got to make sure all the attention is on me, God. I got to make sure, listen, I might not come to Bible study this week, but I'm just going to come to Sunday, just maybe every other Sunday, right? Listen, because the more time that you spend with God, we're going to be like the brother who built this house out of brick, right? Because watch this, when you hear God's word, what you do is you apply it to your life. Watch this. Because if you did, then you would say, you know what, God, I can be in this world, but not of this world. So guess what? I'm going to let y'all go ahead and go because I'm going to stay on over here and continue to build my foundation. I'm going to continue to build my life. I'm going to continue to build my children. I'm going to continue to build my finances. I'm going to continue to build my relationships on Jesus Christ, on something that really, really, really matters. I'm almost done. I know y'all said, man, you got to get up out the way. Listen, living your best life, but building your best life. Listen, a lot of times in our lives, remember, I'm talking about the home, when you're building your home, you're building your best life, right? Watch this. Building your best life can consist of you having multiple sources of income. You can have a wonderful, amazing family. You know, building your best life. Some folk think that building their best life is partying every weekend or being on the scene every weekend. I used to be that. Yep, I used to be that. Building your best life. Sometimes when we get it wrong, we think that, you know what, Listen, God, I can't praise you in front of my friends, or I can't stand up when Sister Onika and the praise team get together, and I can't praise you, God, because I'm afraid of what people know about me. You're not building your best life about that. You're not building your best life like that. Listen, you got to say, I don't care what you know about me, because that ain't me no more. I'm building my best life over here out of bricks. Because guess what? When the storm come and try to knock me down, I'm able to withstand the storm. Let me tell you a little bit about storms. Storms don't care if you black, white, skinny, heavy, ugly. It don't matter. It don't matter how much money you got, you're going to get hit with a storm. Everybody in here is going to get hit with a storm. It's coming. Now, whether you're able to withstand the storm, whether you're able to build and get ready for the storm, is up to you. It's up to you. Whether or not you say, you know what, in my downtime, instead of me looking on TikTok, in my downtime, instead of me being on Instagram, in my downtime, let me get in my word and say, you know what, let me strengthen my foundation. Let me get my life together. Then that way I can build and live my best life. See, a lot of times when a storm comes, loss of a loved one, sickness coming to our way. We see sickness at an all-time high. We see gas prices high rising. We see the president is acting crazy. We see all this stuff going on. We see all these things going on, and we just say, you know what? Let me go ahead and just adapt to it. Let me go ahead and entertain it. Let me go ahead and feed into it. And what happens is we weaken our foundation. We weaken our foundation, and we say, you know what, God? Listen, I'm gonna only call on you when it's time. When it's time. I'm only ask God for your help when it's time, and when I need you, God. But we should need God every single day. We should chase after God every single second, every minute, every hour. We should thirst for God every single day, every time that we wake up in the morning. Every single day. And that's how we're going to build our foundation, our strong foundation. Now watch this. Too many times as I've seen builders build, I've watched other builders come along and say, this wasn't done right. That right there is not the code. If y'all ever dealt with inspections before, y'all know what I'm talking about. This right here is not up to code. We got to take this down. But a lot of times we go and we got to try to get the easy way. Yeah, we try to get the easy way. So instead of us building our house out of brick, watch this. We go get the stuff that look like brick. Uh-oh. We go get the stuff that look like brick. But on the inside, it's styrofoam. On the inside, you ever seen ride past people always be like, man, they got that brick outside. That joker look good. You must have paid a fortune for it. Nah, man, we just tacked that on up with some adhesive. But if you know anything about that stuff, man, it's flammable. It can burn right on up, okay? It don't last as long as brick does. But because they want to take the easy way out, are you that type of builder? I'm going to build my life. Listen, kids, come on the Bible study, kids. But I'm cussing you out at the crib. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's real. Okay? We only doing it just a little bit, right? But if we're going to build a foundation, we got to build that foundation all the way. Brick by brick, mortar by mortar. Listen, I've noticed that when fires happen in a home, watch the different homes. Watch this. When you find a home that is made out of just wood and insulation and siding, those houses can typically burn up just like that. You ever seen a brick home on fire? What happens is when a brick home is on fire, the outside don't typically burn. It's just the inside, the stuff that's on the inside that's flammable. You know, like the drywall, you know, the insulation that's behind the drywall. That type of stuff, it'll burn up quicker than the outside because of the material that they built the house out of. Now listen, the fire represents your trials and your tribulations and your life, the curveball that life throws to you. Are you able to stand the fire? Are you able to just let it burn you up on the inside, but your foundation is still standing? Let it burn. But the inside may be damaged, but your foundation is still there. Your foundation that you've built is still there. I got one more thing I need to say. Listen, we've got to get to the point in our life where all we need is Jesus. We don't need no partner. We don't need no finances. We don't need no instigators. We don't need no TikTok. We don't need no Instagram. We don't need no type of social media. All we need is Jesus. And the moment that we program our mind to get to that stage in our life, the stronger our foundation is going to be. When you say, listen, I don't care. If you ever notice when you're doing good, evil is always around. You ever notice that? You say, God, I ain't finna do this today, God. I ain't finna go back and forth with you. And then the devil just do something else and just make you go there, right? You just turn into the hawk. I like that. You just go hawk. Hawk mode, right? You just start tearing stuff up because you're upset. You're angry, right? But that's because you allowed the devil to do that to you. But is your foundation solid? To say, you know what? I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You got to start speaking to them situations. A lot of reasons why we're still stuck in our situations is because we ain't spoke life into that situation. We ain't spoke deliverance into that situation. One thing that I like about Sister Margaret, Lord bless Sister Margaret. I don't know how Sister Margaret do it. I must be special because I don't know about y'all, but I got the microphone right now. I don't know about y'all, but Sister Margaret sent me and my wife an inspirational message and a prayer every single Monday before I even open up my eyes. Listen, I said, somebody praying for me and my wife. I feel so special when I open up my eyes, and I don't always get a chance to respond, but I say, God, you are so amazing, because Sister Margaret, I know for sure, if ain't nobody else praying for us, she praying for us. And I just like to say thank you, Sister Margaret, for your warm encouragement every single week. She made sure that she is making sure our foundation is strengthened. Every single week, she's making sure that we are putting them nails and them screws into our foundation to keep them anchored into the Lord. Amen? Now, y'all know me. I wasn't going to do this, but I said, I got to do this because, you know, this is just what I do. All right? So y'all just know that, you know, I'm just, sometimes I get a little, you know, I gotta do a little something. Typically, I'm with no safety, no work bag. But listen, now y'all know I got to get into it, man, when I bring my message, man. It just wouldn't be a message to me if I couldn't give you guys an illustration, okay? Now I need everybody to listen to this illustration, okay? All right, in our lives, we take our life, build it on what? Build this life on a career. Say, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get this education. And I'm going to make something of myself. And that's great. I applaud you if you did that. Now watch this. I am 269 pounds. But I am 6'5", by the way. So that takes up the weight type times the 3. Carry the 1, that type of thing, okay? Now, by me being almost 270 pounds, y'all see what just happened? That career can't hold my weight. But yet and still, we build our life on a career. But then we'll take a relationship. And I'm gonna get the education, because then I'm gonna get some bread, right? And then I'm gonna get me a nice, amazing, fine girlfriend, right? And then we just gonna go out to eat and we just gonna parlay, we just gonna have a good time. I'm gonna get me a nice car, Benz, da 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 da. And then she said, what's gonna happen to this? I better be careful, right? Because it can't what? It can't hold me. But we'll build our life on these things. And then we have our, we got our finances. You know what? I got to go ahead and I got to do this, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got all this money and I got the right relationship, right? I got my kids, right? I'm building all this on one thing. Somebody said, if you just balance it the right way, maybe it might. Ain't that crazy how folk could tell you how to run your life? Maybe if you switch it around, then you might be able to stand on it if you just switch it around. Nah. But isn't it amazing? That if we just build our life on the thing that actually really matter. Can anybody read what that say? Okay, hold on 1 second. Listen, if we just built our life on things that actually just really matter, you know, then we could just say, you know what? Let me put my relationship on Jesus, right? We'll put my relationship on Jesus, right? Here we go, here we go, here we go. Then I can put the finances on there, right? On Jesus, right? I'm going to give God my finances, and God, you can do whatever you need to do with it. You can have my relationship, God, right? And then lastly, I'm going to take that. Oh, ain't nobody said nothing. I didn't squish that box, did I? I'm still standing there because it can support my weight, right? 280, almost 80 pounds. Okay, that's big dog, right? Okay? And then I can stand my career on all of that. Now watch this. I want to make this plain for y'all. Watch this. I want to make this plain for y'all. And I'm done when I say this. Even if my career fall, I'm still standing. Even if my finances disappear, I'm still standing. Even if this relationship fall, there's one thing I know I can stand on. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know for sure that my God is going to hold my weight. I know for sure that even if I get down and I got to cry sometimes, he's going to support me. Now the question is, what foundation are you building on? What foundation are you building on? Remember that when you go home and you go to the grocery store. Remember that when folk trying to make you mad. Remember that when they talk about you. Remember that when they running your name through mud. Remember all of these things. Remember that when it's false teaching to you. Remember that you're here to do one job and one job only. And that's to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ. But the only way you're going to get there is if you stand on the foundation. That's the only way you're going to get there is to stand on the foundation. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I know it's not easy sometimes. I promise you it's not. I've been there. It's not easy. But the only reason why it's not easy to you is because you're straddling the fence. You don't know which you go on the right side or the left side. But I promise you, and I cannot make this up, I promise you, if you choose Christ today, if you say, God, I give you my all. If you say, God, I really, really, really want to serve you, I promise you he won't let you down. I promise you he will not let you down. If you say, God, listen, I want to stop hanging out. I want to serve you first, God. Listen, the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Watch this. And everything that you ask for, it will be given to you. But you got to seek God first. You got to acknowledge God and say, God, I want you to be the head of my life. I want you, God, to take the wheel. I want you, God, to drive my life. And he'll do it for you. Listen, as I have the prayer warriors come on up, I want us to get into the mind frame of knowing that we can release whatever it is that is on us. To release your burdens. To release your heartaches. To release whatever it is that is not of God. He will do it. I promise you he will. But you got to let him know that you need him first. You got to acknowledge and let him know, God, I need you, God. As this music play, I want all the young babies to come on up here. If you, listen, if you are out of school, I don't care if you 12th grade on down, I need you to come on down here, please. Because, listen, we are out of school. The devil is running rampant. He has one job to steal, kill, and destroy. And we got to pray over our babies. We have to pray over our babies. I promise you, I need all the kids. If you're a teenager, if you're in middle school, if you're in high school, I need you to come on down. I need you to come on down. Because I believe that prayer works. I believe that prayer works. I believe that God is able to do all things that we ask him to do. I believe that truly in my heart. So if you're a young, I need all, look at all these young people. Praise God. Praise God. All these babies. Listen. I once heard that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So in our prayer, we're going to pray against that. Thank you, Ross. We're going to pray over these babies because the devil is busy. The devil is busy. The devil is busy. Father God, as we pray over these wonderful, amazing kids, these youth, these teens, these young adults, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that you will pour into their spirits right now. We ask, Father, that you will download into their spirits, into their minds, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray against anything that is not of you. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, this summer is going to be an amazing summer for them. Lord God, they're going to learn so much about you, and they're going to get on social media and they're going to talk about you. Lord God, they're going to spread the gospel about you, God. How much they love you. Lord God, we block any fiery darts against the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over their lives, over their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray over their parents' lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Father, where they are weak, that they will be strong right now. Give them strength, Father, to fight against the devil in the name of Jesus. Fight against temptation in the name of Jesus. We pray over these babies right now, God, your children, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray over their lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we know you are all powerful. We know you can do all things but fail. We thank you. We praise you and we love you, God. For, Father, you are able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask for. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we know it shall be done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for his children on today. We thank God for his word on today. Amen. We thank God. As we dismiss, the prayer warriors will still be up here, amen, praying. Let's continue to keep our pastor and our church family in our prayers. Amen. Every single day, the enemy is trying, amen, to attack. He's trying to demolish. He's trying to hurt. He's trying to steal. But let's make sure we're being prayerful, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord God, we thank you for your word on today. Lord God, we pray for our lives, our homes, God. We pray, God, that We will build them on the right foundation, the best foundation, the best material ever made. Lord God, we pray, God, that even when the enemy tries to attack us, Father, even tries to kill us, Father, even try to steal from us, Father, we would not waver. We would not fall because we are built on the right foundation. So, Lord God, as we leave your place, never from your presence, we want to say that we love you and we thank you. We recognize your power. It is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Every heart says amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Hallelujah.